Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
One of the things that kind of made some people mad at me when I first got here, I want to say it was Matt Thomas on 790 that was going against us noon to two, right? But I said that I want Matt Thomas to be homeless. Like, I want him to get fired from his job and be homeless. I don't play nicely with others.
I'm kind of more of the... I'm like NBA style. Like, I'll party with you. We'll go on a boat together.
Not me.
We'll have a good time. But when we're on the court, I want to slay you.
You see your Texans introduced all their new coaching staff today?
Notably absent from this list, Wes Welker. Guess that wasn't a long-term solution, huh?
I don't think receiver's a problem.
Kind of, I don't either.
Kind of surprised you keep the same offensive line coach. But, hey, obviously, Bill O'Brien thinks he's doing fine.
I think he's doing fine.
So, yeah, I do like this, that Carl Smith, who was working with Russell Wilson as the Seahawks quarterback's coach, that you bring him in as quarterback coach. I think that's a good hire. I don't know what you're going to get out of your offensive coordinator because I just don't know enough about the guy.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron M. Rabel. You got to fix that by tomorrow. I'm not saying it. You're not getting Twitter love from me until you get a damn name tomorrow. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. A little sportsy and a little racy. So there you have it.
Yeah. Not racist.
Racy.
Right.
Yeah. Clarification, though, it's not a fraternity that my daughter...
Oh, what is it?
Some high school group. I've reached out to her for clarification.
Clarification, okay.
But it is a high school group.
Is it an all-boys high school group?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
You think there's girls allowed in the group?
I know she's part of a youth group that's all girls that I think she's the president of. And I guess there's the companion group is what this is. It's the boys, I think. I'm merely speculating because I'm pretty sure I was drunk when she was telling me about it. So I've texted for clarification. See, then I can comment and then you can make fun of me.
Okay.
Speaking of which, and part of the conversation that we had earlier is that people can change and I hope people change all the time, right? I mean, I think you get better. You try to get better as a person every day, and then one day you look up and there's a lot of stuff you would have done 20 years ago that you don't do now, right?
Yeah, although there's a lot of people, like everybody in my yearbook said, never change. And I mean,
well, they were wrong.
You have to change a little bit,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, because if you stayed the same there, I don't know, you really haven't grown up. You probably are the same.
The only guy, like when, like you could say, you want to, if you're gold, you want to stay gold, right?
Yeah.
That was like, stay gold, pony boy. That you always want to stay
golden,
gold.
I believe. Yeah.
Stay golden. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Poor Pony Boy. I still cry when I think of Pony Boy dead. Spoiler alert. No, but Carson Wentz, I don't know if you saw that all the reports about what a crappy teammate he was. You see he responded to it?
And no.
He didn't deny it. Said, I know who I am, first of all. I know how I carry myself. I know I'm not perfect. I know I have flaws. So I'm not going to sit here and say it was inaccurate and completely made up. I'm not going to do that.
So he's owning it.
I realize I have my shortcomings. Yes, I can be selfish. I think we all
yes,
have.
I used to want to kill. No,
that's
the
wrong guy. Wrong guy, yeah. don't do that. Says, yes, I can be selfish. I think we all have selfishness inside of us. There's human elements to that that I really look at and say, well, I can get better. You know, I appreciate that he sees that maybe he's selfish.
It's good.
I think you could maybe look to you because, yes,
why
when
me?
You came here, you were extremely selfish and you were a bad teammate. And now you're now you're a decent teammate.
What on earth are you talking about?
Oh, you were a terrible teammate when you came here. You were very selfish. You were always, it was AJ first. But you've changed. He can change. I think you should sit down with him. He could learn from you.
If anything, the longer I've worked here, the more it's become AJ first.
Maybe.
Like once I realized your shortcomings, I realized God, it's got to be AJ first. That's the only way the show's going to work.
I
think it was brave of you to accept that it needed to be me first.
No.
That's not it at all.
Oh, okay.
I kind of feel like I have to carry your ass day in and day out.
Okay. All right.
Except for in the rare instances where we have an MMA interview.
All right.
713-780. Yes. I was just kidding. I was just trying to.
Or the rare instances you're hungover.
Yeah, that's pretty rare, though.
Nowadays, it's pretty rare.
Yeah, well, back in the day, it was
it
was fairly common. But
when we worked at noon, it was almost a lot.
Oh, yeah, well, that goes without saying. But I'm just messing around. Jeez. So I don't know where to go with this now. Did you see your freaking Walking Dead is coming back for season 10?
I figured it was. It's never going away.
Archer also coming back for season 10, which I did not like the last Archer, the last year of Archer.
I don't watch cartoons.
Yeah, well, but it's different. It's an adult cartoon, but it's kind of gone downhill. So, do you know B&B Butchers made a made Thrillist list of 31 best steakhouses in America?
Hey,
which
good for them. It's a good place.
Yeah, that's kind of one of our upscale date night places whenever we're going to go out and do something nice. And, you know, I got nothing but good stuff to say about that place. So good for them.
Good place.
Does this mean now that you're management, you're taking us all out for it?
Who, Fred?
You.
Oh, no. Hell no. No.
You do have to pick up a few more tabs. That's kind of part of the deal.
I mean, this guy's already messed up our show today a couple times. True.
Oh, Killen Steakhouse also made it.
Nice.
So, congratulations to both of those. Yeah, when you can throw a perfect game in there, we'll think about it. We'll see. You also need to we also need to have a little discussion about callers.
What about them?
Well, they're not supposed to be able to ramble on and on and on. It's a blitz. You kind of get in and make your point. Now today's a little different because
I asked for discussion.
Yeah, you did.
Which is rare. Normally, I'm not looking for interaction, but
because maybe you're a little selfish.
Maybe I'm a little selfish.
Carson Wentz said.
We had a good conversation that I thought would be interesting.
Did you see this thing about DeAndre Francois' girlfriend now saying she faked the domestic violence video?
Yeah.
To get attention from him? I got if that's true and she faked that, you're the worst kind of human being, man. I mean, that's awful.
Let's I know today we've tried to make this show about not judging people based on things that they can't themselves control. But I'm going to throw this out there. Don't date girls named Diamond.
Yeah, that's
especially if you have money. No good can come from this relationship.
Well, I don't know if he has money.
If you're going to have money.
Well,
or fame. Fame or money.
Well, I mean, he is getting paid by Florida State, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
he's a Florida State. Yeah, he's a starting Florida State quarterback. He was rich.
He was. Not anymore, because they kicked him off the team.
But just in general, stay away from girls named after jewels. I don't think it can go well.
Jewels are food?
What kind of food?
Well, not food, but spices. How's that?
Spices is probably a good one. Cinnamon? Yeah, you don't want nutmeg. You don't, I
cumin?
Know a girl...
Pepper?
Paprika?
Oh, God, not paprika.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Salt?
I mean, I wouldn't...
I wouldn't date a salt.
I wouldn't date the girl named Salt anyway. You already know what's coming with her. Mm. So, let's just make that a rule.
So, you are saying this is his fault for dating a Diamond?
I just think it... He could have been smarter about his choices.
So
let me tell you something. A girl named Diamond, she's probably going to look good. And you're probably going to go, man, that's a hot chick. It's like, I hate to throw y'all under the bus too, but girls named Tiffany, you know what's coming with that. You date a girl named Tiffany, you kind of know where that's headed. It ain't good for you, buddy.
Or girls who it sounds like it ends in a Y, but it ends in an I or an IE.
That's problematic too. Problematic.
What about Ruby?
Ruby falls into the Diamond category.
I know. I'm just asking.
Sapphire.
Gem, if her name's G-E-M, or Emerald, Topaz, Peridot.
Pearl?
Pearl.
That might be the exclusion that proves the rule.
An old person.
Oh, that's a grandma one. But you know what? You're not going to date her because she's somebody's grandma.
She's 800 years old. Yeah,
she's going to be in her 90s, and you would break her hip.
You can't date. I mean, I guess you could, but I'll leave her on the list. It's not a good idea. What are you going to get from that? So let's just, if you have a girl who, even if she looks good, and she's named after a gym, you need to be smart about
it. Somebody says, what about girls with two first names? See, I would always refuse to date women with hyphenated last names.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't women usually have a rule where if a guy has three first names, they don't date him?
Well,
because he's like a serial killer?
Yeah, he's probably a mass murderer of some kind.
Well, yeah. Whenever you use all three of your names.
Pearl and Opal. That's the other old lady gym name. You don't want to date someone named Opal.
Opal.
But you're going to meet someone named Tanzanite along the way, and she's going to look good.
But you know what? She'll probably spell it that way, but then she'll pronounce it some weird way like Tanzanite.
Yeah. Aquamarine is going to come around, and you're going to be like, damn, she's fine. But you got to avoid it.
Turquoise.
Yeah, you can't date her. We've learned, I mean, I hope everyone's learned a valuable lesson.
A little PSA. Somebody says, don't date girls named after luxury cars. I think that falls into the same category. Mercedes.
Yeah, same thing. Mercedes, Lexus.
BMW. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Or Beamer.
Porsche.
Oh, definitely not a Porsche.
Yeah. I mean, there's rules to this game. You can't just go out there willy-nilly. Every fine chick, you're like, oh, yeah, she's got me. Nope. You got to be smart about it, guys. Find yourself kicked off Florida State's football team.
Yep.
And then when it's too late, she'll come out and be like, oh, that never happened. Sorry.
I was just trying to get attention.
I misremembered. All right, guys.
Diamond.
You got a girlfriend in your life that you want to treat right? You know, who's not named after a gemstone? Here's how you do it. Pajamagram. Brand new technology. I know it's not what you're thinking, though. I'm not talking about that kind of technology. It's even better. It's called Micro Velvet, created by the PJ experts at Pajamagrams, found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. They're the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. So soft they beg to be touched. Not literally. If they talked, it would be weird. But you're going to want to touch these things, and she's going to want to touch them. Go to pajamagram.com. Get her the blissful comfort that you know she deserves. I mean, she deals with you all the time. Hook her up with some soft pajamas. It's a high level of soft, guys. Softer than her sweetest dreams, and even softer than your sweetest dream. I don't know if that works, but they're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch. When she's happy, you'll be happy. Everyone knows that. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Valentine's Day. Locked in, guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com. Or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. Your home for soccer matters with Glenn Davis is ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. What is that we're playing?
Nathaniel Rateliff?
I have no idea who that is. It's put me to sleep.
Oh, boy.
I can't do the segment now.
You got to be careful with music with Fred. He's very sensitive to it.
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, if it's something that's just like really boring. I come back like, we're back on the Blitz. You know, it's like I like to be pumped up coming into the segment. We're talking about some of these. Foster has this Gemma account, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I only know one Gemma, she was not a good one. Sons of Anarchy. Candy says, hey, not all food name people are bad. Mm. She's a Candy with a Y, which is probably okay.
Mm. I don't know her.
But, I don't either, other than Twitter. So who knows? You could be just as crazy as the rest of them. I'm going to do a little PSA for our female listeners, though. Any man named after a European car, equally bad.
Like
Bentley.
Oh, yeah.
Or Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Fiat.
Okay, I've never met a guy with any of those names.
Well, you've never been to Europe. That's why you can't trust these guys.
Yeah, that's why I tell you, I don't want to leave America.
Well, they're there. They're out there. Ferrari.
Yeah.
I actually knew a dude named Ferrari.
I knew a dude named Lamborghini.
You're making that up.
I am.
Of course you are.
Volkswagen. Would you trust a guy named Volkswagen?
No. Aston Martin, I wouldn't trust.
Audi?
No. How about Maserati?
Probably
not. That's kind of a cool name.
It's catchy.
Yeah. Maz for short.
Yeah.
And certainly none of the French ones, like Renault.
Oh, no.
You never trust that. Peugeot. Hyundai. Yeah.
What about Mini?
Mini?
Yeah, like Mini Coopers.
Well, Cooper's okay. What about Mini? Mini, if you name your son Mini, are you not setting him up for a lifetime of compensating?
Yeah. But some guys like to let they like to let their kid know, like, hey, I created you. I own you. Don't you ever forget it.
Volvo.
Well, yeah, Volvo's a good one.
Yeah.
McLaren. Is that all right?
Yeah.
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 Rolls Royce.
What about Royce? The only Royce I know was Royce White, and look at him.
He's a lunatic.
That wasn't, yeah. So.
Hey, we talked earlier about the Marc Gasol possible trade. Another rumor up, and this one looks to be stronger. Marc Gasol's sitting out tonight's game. Apparently in strong talks with the Charlotte Hornets to move Marc Gasol to Charlotte. I mean, basically what that boils down to is Kemba Walker has been saying, hey, you guys need to start putting some players around me. You know, we're doing okay here, but I don't want to do this by myself.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, we can't get you like a big star, but we can get you a Marc Gasol. He's like, you know what? I'll take it. Is he better than Nick Batum? Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Upgrade.
Yeah. No offense, Nick Batum. Former Rocket, right?
For
30 seconds.
About as long as Rudy Gay was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last name, Jaguar.
Jaguar. You mean Jaguar?
No wire.
Oh.
It has to be Jaguar. I wouldn't trust a Jaguar either. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You see this, I don't know that I'm surprised by this, but now my computer's acting up.
Oh,
it's the damn car names that were getting me.
Oh.
That's what I never look up European anything. Man wants to sue his parents for giving birth to him without his consent.
Sounds legit. I saw something about there are groups that are pushing for parents to have to ask consent to change a baby's diaper. Their genitals are going to be exposed.
God, really? Really? Is this the world we live in now?
Yeah, people are idiots.
But Rafael Samuel from Mumbai.
I think that's Rafael.
No, it's Rafael. Maybe it is Rafael. I don't know. Maybe it's... Well, it's from India.
Yeah.
Mumbai. Wants to take his parents to court over their decision to bring him into this world.
This is never going
to
work for him.
Yeah. He compares having babies to kidnap and slavery. He says he has a good relationship with his parents. Okay, here's just a thought. If you're really suing your parents over bringing you into this world that you had a bad experience, shouldn't you just kill yourself? Then you're not in the world anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he said they had me for their joy and their pleasure. But this guy's awful. My life has been amazing, but I don't see why I should put another life through the rigmarole of school and finding a career, especially when they didn't ask to exist. Okay, so don't reproduce. Make your own choice. Dude, this guy's a weird.
Yeah. He makes a good point, but I don't think it's going to work.
No.
I don't think it's going to work.
713-780-ESPN. What about ladies named after alcohol? Stella, Martini, etc.
I think I'm pass on that, too.
Yeah, Stella's kind of a... I don't know.
She sounds like she might, like, I don't know, cut you when you're sleeping or something.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that. Or poison your drink.
Lotus.
Uh-oh. Somebody wants to talk about your comments.
Oh, great. Let's hear him.
I think it's Milo Hamilton.
Oh, he's dead. Can't be him.
Hello.
Hey, Milo Sports.
Hello, Sports. Fred, AJ, how you doing?
We're doing sports. Told you.
Fred, has anybody ever told you you look like Fred Schneider from the B-52s?
No, I have never heard that.
I've never heard that either. He looks like the child porn guy from Ferris Bueller.
You're talking about Ed Rooney.
Ed Rooney, Principal Rooney. That's right. That's Fred's doppelganger.
And the guy on Howard the Duck.
That's him too.
Golly.
Also from Deadwood fame. He worked in the newspaper department on Deadwood.
Deadwood. What the heck happened to Deadwood?
They're going
to
make a movie about it. What are you calling for?
I wanted to let you know that Fred looks like Fred Schneider.
Get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Well, I told you Milo was calling
that
in.
Was,
Milo
that
Hamilton.
That was the worst Milo Hamilton impression was it the I've worst? Ever heard. Yes. I've actually heard good Milo impressions. If they wanted to call in and make fun of me, that'd be hilarious.
He made an effort.
He tried.
It wasn't the best effort.
Mm.
And then I told a joke, and he laughed at it. He broke character.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming back for the dead for one phone call, Milo. What do I have here? Hey, can we just end the show now?
What did you do to shave off your mustache so you wouldn't look like Principal Rooney?
I never had a mustache to where I look like Principal Rooney. Well, I'll tell you what. This is for the guys, all right? Because
if you have a mustache that makes you look like Principal
Rooney. No, it's not for that. I'm just going to say, what I was going to say was, we've been talking about all this stuff you can get for your ladies for Valentine's Day. How about you get yourself something? How about you take care of yourself with Harry's? I love Harry's because it's convenient. It's affordable. It comes right to my mailbox. I can get online. You can join the 10 million who've tried Harry's. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. How about this? $3 plus free shipping. You just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. I've been using Harry's for a couple of years now. They're the only blades I use. Replacement cartridges are just $2 each. You know, that's half the price of what you'll pay for a Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. And they're all fantastic. They come with 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love them, let them know. They're going to give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know you heard about it on the Blitz. You will love Harry's. I love Harry's. Harry's.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So apparently, after the, I guess the talk before the Super Bowl was the Eagles were just going to let Nick Foles walk.
Yeah, looks like they changed their mind. Yeah,
not so fast there. They're going to exercise his option, which is $20 million.
Dude, I think they're crazy. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to get? A third-round pick? Fourth-round pick?
Yeah, and I mean, he can exercise his buyout for $2 million. And if he does that, he can become a free agent and sign wherever he wants. They're not going to franchise tag him, though. They're just going to do the $20 million thing. So if he decides, I don't want to pay $2 million to get out of this, then they can trade him. But at least they're not going to franchise tag him. That's still kind of a dickweed move. Make him pay $2 million back. I mean, the guy won you a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Why don't you get you show a little, put some respect on his name. Just let him do what he wants. I mean, how about a thank you? Would that be too much to ask?
No.
It's like, I'm gonna let you go do whatever you want now. Thanks for helping us. We love you. But no, it's not how the world works. I guess if they do that, they'll get a compensation pick next year.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, we talk about the how Skynet is coming. I've got a new one for you. Yeah, I have one of these iRobots, the Roomba thing that cleans up the house every day.
Okay.
Well, the company has a...
Does your dog hate it?
Nah, the dogs kind of ignore it. The only problem I've run into is twice now I haven't seen it when the puppies pooped on the floor and the Roomba's run over it. And it's the worst. I had to go and clean that thing out.
I thought your dog's going to training. Why is it pooping in the floor?
She's still a puppy, though.
My dog's a puppy. He doesn't poop on the floor.
Well, I mean... Yours is older. This thing's only 14 weeks old.
All right.
But she's doing better. She was doing great. Here's the only problem is where it happens is when it rains, she will not go outside in the rain for some reason.
What?
Yeah, so I'm working on her with that. But otherwise, she's been fine. It's only happened like twice. I mean, it's not like she's a...
I mean, if you have her on a leash, she won't go outside with you?
No, she'll go outside, but she won't go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. For my girl dog has the same thing. She doesn't like to pee in the rain either.
Yeah, or if it's really wet, she just doesn't like it.
She'll also, that dog can hold it, I swear, for 24 hours if she needed to.
Yeah, well, this one can't because she's still tiny. So, but no, I mean, it's not like a common thing that she poops on the floor, but it's happened a couple of times where, you know, and usually it's something where she's trying to tell me she needs to go outside and I'm either working and don't pay attention or... you know, it's my fault usually. So, well, now they're to get back to this though. I didn't want to get on the dog. This was about
was about something else.
Yeah, the iRobot is working on lawn bots that will automatically mow your lawn.
Ooh, now is that
something you would be interested in?
Now we're getting into a conversation here.
Yeah. They said they'd given up
because
a couple times.
Because now the robots are doing men's work.
Yeah.
They started off doing women's work. Like Rosie the robot on the Jetsons cleaning the house. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
When are you going to go mow the lawn, robot?
Well, it's coming.
But by the way, that was a sexist joke.
Yes, it was.
I know. You don't have to tweet me. I was just kidding.
Oh, people. You know, people are going to overreact to everything.
Of course.
But it's now like a $300 million industry in Europe. But you have to set a perimeter of boundary wires to keep them in a confined area. But they're going to continue to work on these things.
And what about the edging?
Well, I don't know if they have that one yet. I don't know if you have a robot for that yet. So, yeah. But I thought you might be interested in that. We got gadgets. That's one thing that kind of drives me nuts. Like we have an automatic cat feeder. We have an automatic trash can. We have Alexa.
I don't have any of that stuff. You know why? Because I have kids.
Yeah.
It's their job to do that.
I don't. And but like,
does the automatic trash can take out the trash for you?
No, it does not. That's still my job. All it does is open automatically when you walk by it.
That's like the easiest part. You just step on the little thing at the bottom and it opens.
I'm capable of doing that, but no.
That's a dumb invention.
Somebody wanted it, not me.
I bet that was an expensive-ass trash can, too, wasn't
it? I bet it was. I don't know. All I know is that...
God, your Canadian wife, she lived her whole life up there in a desolate land and was like, I'm moving to America to live the dream. And she's just throwing money around willy-nilly on electric trash cans.
That's kind of the opposite of what she would tell you, but she does. I mean, like, she loves freaking gadgets, and like every time, like, another Amazon box will show up, and it's like, oh look, this is an automatic charger for your phone that'll also let it be at an angle so you can look at it while it's charging. And why is that useful? I mean, you can't hold the phone in your hand. No, but if I'm on an airplane, I can put it on the little... Okay, well, how often are you on airplanes? How often are you going to use that?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all right. She can spend her money on whatever she wants to, but it's just... There's a different gadget in my house every day. So if we had a big enough lawn, I guarantee you LawnBot would be a thing. So... I didn't mean to get on that.
Hey, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't mind it. There's, you know, it's just... But like Alexa, the only thing I use her for is music. Like, I'll tell her to play something that I want to hear when I'm doing some work. You know, I like to listen to music while I'm working. But the other stuff, you know, and an automatic cat feeder. But stuff happens with that thing because, like, they'll get pissed off and try to move it. And so the other night it got unplugged. So guess who's not getting fed? And, you know, they don't need to eat. They're fat. But I go down there. And they're just howling and howling and howling. I'm like, what the hell? Well, you unplug the damn thing. Well, then I had to reset it and turn it back on, and it took like 10 minutes before they could eat. But, it kind of makes sense. Otherwise, they eat each other's food. They've got these little collars that tells you how much they get to eat a day, and so it'll open up long enough for them. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, now I think of it, that's kind of cool.
It's crazy technology.
But... Yeah, it'll come up and
it's almost scary.
And
I just so,
but that's the thing.
Our cats, we just have one fat cat and one skinny cat because
that's what the problem was. We were getting to.
That's how nature intended it, Fred.
Yeah,
that skinny cat will eventually die off.
Well, that's, you know, and then the fat cat will eventually die off too.
So the biggest problem with animal feeding at my house is my German Shepherd takes feeding time very seriously, and sometimes she'll lose a morsel, and if the little dog sees the morsel and goes after it, there could be violence. And it could lead to bloodshed, and it could lead to the little dog hiding in his house for the rest of the day.
Interesting.
But yeah, if food time is a weird time at my house for the animals.
But yeah, this thing actually works pretty well. But like, I don't need an automatic trash can. I mean,
yes,
what
you
the
do.
Hell? No, I can. My foot can actually push the button.
What if you one day lose that foot to diabetes?
I have another foot.
That's true. Good point. Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, it's kind of pointless. All right, I'll tell you what you do need, though. You do need to order roses. And
how many?
Well, you know what?
25?
You do 25 for $29.
Good deal. Give me a better deal.
How about 25 more for an additional $20? 50 roses for $49.
Oh, so now we're getting into a real good. How about, what if I want 75 roses?
How about for $69?
69.
Yeah.
100 roses, how much?
$89.
Dude, the deals are too good.
RoseExpress.com. And guys, the prices are going to go up. So
what would the prices be if I tried to get 100 roses at a florist on Valentine's Day?
Well, even if you went in there today.
$1 million the answer.
I would say at least... 200 and something.
You would have to finance flowers.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
They run your credit at the flower shop.
Well, buy directly from roseexpress.com because you're getting wholesale prices. And this is all they do is they do roses. And you can order them right now. And they'll deliver them for you on Valentine's Day. Or they'll deliver them the day before. I had mine sent
to
my wife. Yeah, I had mine sent to my wife's work. She loved them. She was showing them off. And that's what you want to do.
Yeah, and the great thing is you can order them now, and then you don't have to think about it. You can, let's say you forget about Valentine's Day, which could happen, the flowers will still show up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's why, you know what?
You're a hero.
You need to pull over right now and order them right now, roseexpress.com. Don't wait, because if you do that, you're going to forget, And you know what's going to happen? You might forget, and then they show up, and you're like, oh, I am the coolest dude
That's
ever.
That's it. RoseExpress.com. Do it.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight, coming up at 7. And if you were free on Saturday, come out to the official book release and signing party at Around the Corner, 1510 Hutchins Street, East Downtown. All right, let's do Hey Man Bleep That. And since you're new to the team, Aaron, we'll let you lead it off.
All right, so our freeways in Houston are pretty congested, you would say, most of the time. And 610 being under construction, things go from three lanes to maybe one or two. Well, if the 40 people in front of you have seen that the lane goes down to one and get over, it's not the best idea to romp on your gas and try to go around everybody and almost cause a wreck, and then as I'm merging like I'm supposed to, flip me off and get mad at me.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't be that guy. That's so for that, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
You know what I do on those situations? And this is probably a dickweed move, but it's okay in my mind. Is
you
I
pull over and smoke a joint.
No, I will, like, right down there off of when we're going to get on 59 to 610 to 59 right outside the station here in the Galleria. It goes down to one lane, and people are not supposed to stop. They do anyway. But when it goes down to one lane, there's people who try to come flying up the outside to get by two cars.
Yep.
I get right in the middle, so they can't do that. Is that a dickweed move?
Not at all.
Okay. It is, but it's a good one.
Okay. Just checking. Sorry, go ahead.
How about this? Guy walks into a park, does meth, and dies. That's not good, right?
Well,
the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. This guy goes in there, does overdoses on meth and dies. Then a bear comes across and is like, oh, here's a dead person. I'm going to eat him. That's what bears do. If you're laying there dead, a bear's going to eat you. Guess what? They put the bear down. Park officials found the bear eating a dead person and decided, oh, we're going to put him down. Guess what? They'd gone to the park illegally to harvest ginseng, which I don't even know what... I didn't know you could do that. But they went to go... They broke into the park, overdosed on meth, got eaten by a bear, and then they put the bear down.
Don't do meth!
What's the bear doing? The stuff that bears do.
He's defending his home, for
one
thing.
We gotta stop this. We gotta stop killing animals for doing what animals do. To that I say, hey man, f*** that.
That's disappointing. I'm team bear there.
Same.
Okay, this one, I'm making fun of myself a little bit, you know, because I admit I dork out a little bit on stuff like Game of Thrones. I'm really looking forward to the final Avengers.
You're really looking forward to season 42 of The Walking Dead?
No, not on that. But
that's just my wife.
Here's the thing that is just drives me nuts. Like, the Avengers Endgame trailer came out during the Super Bowl, and now people are coming up with theory after theory after theory about the trailers. And they keep bringing up the fact that, oh, remember in Infinity War, they showed one with the Hulk in there, and that never happened, so maybe they're misleading people. Dude, you're overthinking all of this.
Was the Hulk done in Infinity War?
He was in Infinity War, but remember after he got his ass kicked by Thanos, he wouldn't come back?
Oh, yeah.
And so, see, they keep showing, this was from the original trailer.
Oh,
that never happened, where he's with Black Panther and Captain. And you guys are way overdoing this. There's whole Reddit threads on theories now about who's missing and from the damn commercial. Enough. I love this stuff, but to that I say, hey, man, fuck that. Thank you. Yeehub says the bear was probably high on meth.
He could have been.
Probably after he ate
after
the guy.
After he ate him, yeah. Bears don't do meth without the help of people, I can tell you that much.
Not intentionally. So, yeah, that... Did they kill him because they thought he was eating the guy that he had killed him?
Yep.
Oh, okay, this is why you can't jump to conclusions, people. You got to have a trial. You've got to do an investigation, man. CSI needs to be there.
Yeah. To figure some things out.
Before you just kill the bear.
Make a rash decision.
See? This is what I was talking about. Those laws where you protect yourself don't apply in that state to the bear.
It's true. So, bears don't have the same rights as stupid, methy humans.
No. And
it's unfortunate.
You know, that's one where the guy deserved to die, the bear didn't.
Yep.
I'm very impressed over this. That you brought me down.
Yes,
with that story.
He deserved to die, and I hope he burns in hell.
That's kind of mean. Wow.
I heard that in a movie once. This exact same thing happened in the movie, I think.
Hmm. Well, by the way, the music was supposed to come up in a minute. It's when we start with the music, just so you know. You're getting there.
I went early yesterday. I didn't want to be premature this time.
That's what she said.
Well, that's you need to talk to your wife about that. No, just start it at 60 seconds. You'll be fine. You're getting it. These are just little mistakes. All right. That's going to wrap it up. B-plus today. Solid B-plus today. Maybe tomorrow you'll get to that A. Great job by AJ. That was okay. 409. So I guess he didn't have the right to bear arms.
I hate you.
I'm leaving the show on that. Stay sporty, bitches.